Federal employees across the government have been watching the IRS and the challenges it has with its workforce. 2015 will be the last year of a hiring freeze. That's according to Commissioner John Koskinen, who says the agency has to replenish a staff that's aging in place with thousands eligible to retire. That sounds like good news for IRS employees. Federal News Radio's web manager Julia Ziegler joined me with some of your comments.
It is dire times at the Internal Revenue Service. We've been hearing about this for years. And this week, Commissioner John Koskinen was out and about, and our own Jared Serbu was at a speech that he gave where he talked about the workforce issues that IRS is facing. Now, the good news is that he is saying there will be no more hiring freezes at the IRS after this year. That's good. When you look at the numbers and the age of employees at IRS, I want to just kind of run down some stats for you and get your thoughts on these, Tom. Only 650 of its 87,000 employees are 25 or younger at IRS. 1,900 are under 30. More than half are over 50. 25% will be eligible for retirement by next year.
Golly, they're going to have to put Saratan in their vending machines.
It only gets better from there. Of course, I'm being sarcastic. When you look at the leadership statistics at IRS, half of the leadership is new since 2010. That's a pretty big number. And some divisions within IRS have seen a turnover as high as 80%. 80%.
This is a tough one because what many of the people at IRS do is settle. Because the tax code is more complicated than Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. And so there are so many subtleties that you would learn over decades in dealing with, even with the tax people that you might be adversarial with, that are trying to argue something else. You need experience in leadership, but yet you need constant refreshment from the bottom. And so I think Koskinen is looking at this and saying, we got a problem.
That is exactly right. And that's actually what he said, too. I want to read a quote from his speech earlier this week where he said, quote, "The situation makes it extremely difficult, if not impossible, for the IRS to develop the next generation of leaders. We estimate that by next year, 41% of our frontline managers and 61% of our executives will be eligible to retire. With those departures go knowledge and expertise that will be impossible to replace, especially if our severe underfunding continues." I mean, talk about, you know, the type of what these people do on a daily basis. And like you said, Tom, it's all about the knowledge that they have. This year alone, the cuts that IRS faced, which was $346 million, Koskinen said that means the agency will not collect $2 billion, that's billion with a B, that would normally wind up in the Treasury because of routine audits and law enforcement actions. That's a lot of money.
Well, especially since their budget was trimmed by several hundred million, it seems like a 4-to-1 payback if they were to restore that funding.
Absolutely. And not only is it the money, but also it comes back to the service. And we've talked a lot about customer service recently on Federal News Radio, and the government itself is looking at it. But 6 out of 10 people who called the IRS this year about their taxes couldn't get through to a customer service representative. More than half.
Yeah, and this made kind of national attention because people are used to having, you know, much better customer service. I mean, the technology in call centers has improved generally to the point where you don't get these kinds of non-answers. You might wait a little bit longer, but you don't get non-answers anymore. And I guess this one has touched off some deep feelings among people visiting federalnewsradio.com.
It really has. I just wanted to make one point there to what you said about the technology. Something else that Koskinen brought up in his speech was that some of the technology that the agency is still using is from the John F. Kennedy days.
Well, I think, yeah, I've heard that said. I think what's running from the Kennedy days is the logic.
Yeah. Yes. Some of it. We're not talking, of course, about the customer service lines or things like that. But yes.
Or even the computers. I mean, those are long gone. They're in the museums.
One would hope.
But some of the logic still applies.
It does. It does. Now, to your other question there, a lot of people, a lot of federal employees commenting on federalnewsradio.com about the plight of the IRS. One person says, maybe we can call this, quote, dinosauring in place.
Ooh, that's a tough
with all
one.
Of the folks who are staying. Another person says, the resource shortfalls at IRS are creating a hollow force. They may never recover. And Doug says, it is the GOP's goal to destroy all agencies from the inside through these drastic budget cuts so they can give everything to the private sector. This article is just one example. Cut the funding below the minimum needed, wait for the inevitable failures, then they can point their finger and say, see, they can't do the job we gave them, so it is time for drastic measures. Then shift the work to contractors. They're doing the same thing at my agency. They only look out for big business, and big business is happy to fund their campaigns.
Well, that's an interesting...
little frustration and sarcasm.
Yeah,
there.
I would say that the political analysis is not quite accurate, but maybe the phenomenon is happening. I mean, the president did sign the budget that resulted in the IRS getting what it got or didn't get.
It did. Now, there were a few other comments I wanted to talk to you about, Tom, or share with our audience here about the actual employees and the types of employees and the age of employees that are at IRS.
And we're speaking with Federal News Radio's web manager, Julia Ziegler.
Yes. And so one person said younger employees are leaving all federal agencies because there's little to no room to progress, with the lifers squatting far beyond their expected retirement because the gig is too good. Where else can someone work remotely from home for 20 hours a week and get $120,000 per year?
Well, lots of places, actually.
Fair point. Fair point. Another person says, the info I'm getting from people across the federal workforce is that retention of younger employees is the problem. There's no shortage of them starting their careers, but keeping those careers. The primary discouragement I hear is when faced with promoting young and enthusiastic versus older and put their time in, and enthusiasm is rarely rewarded. Merit is meaningless. Ideology is everything. And when the IRS's head is rehashing the same stale falsehoods to try to justify more money, we see the effect of that failed strategy.
Well, yeah, that's kind of a sad commentary on the whole thing. But, you know, it's I think John Koskin, in his talk to Congress, latest version, as you mentioned last week, he did make one other point, too. And he was directly referencing Senator Ted Cruz's, now presidential candidate Ted Cruz's, remarks when he launched his candidacy, saying, well, imagine a world without the IRS and you could fill out your tax forms on one card. Koskinen points out that, I think rightly, that much of the frustration with the IRS is really offset frustration at the tax code. The
Agreed.
IRS doesn't write the tax code. They just have to somehow carry
enforce
it out.
Enforce it, right.
And it's beyond any single human being's comprehension. There are whole law firms, millions literally of lawyers, that's all they do is look at the tax code, and nobody knows all of it. So
I'm sure the IRS would be the first group of people to say, hey, we welcome a tax code that's maybe a little bit more simplistic.
But even if you have that, you know, as Mr. Koskinen pointed out, well, even if people fill out a card, we still have to make sure the numbers are accurate.
Absolutely.
So there'd be some kind of tax collection apparatus.
Absolutely. There has to be someone to do the enforcement to make sure, as you said, that people are crossing the T's and dotting the I's where they need to.